Now to our NewsHour share, something that caught our eye that might be of interest to you too. Workers at a construction site just miles from the nation's capital recently unearthed some long-forgotten treasures dating back to our nation's founding. Our Julia Griffin explains.
In Old Town Alexandria these days, the pulse of progress means helmets, backhoes, and 18th-century ships.
Behind us is construction in progress, but also archaeology in progress.
Eleanor Breen is acting city archaeologist for historic Alexandria. When developers want to dig on culturally significant land in the city, her team ensures archaeologists are on hand to identify and help preserve any discovered historical artifacts.
With a lot of scrapes of the trowel and scoops of the shovel, there's history unearthed. But what's being found here is really particularly remarkable.
Remarkable because in addition to old building foundations and paved alleyways, the archaeologists at this site discovered not one, but three ships from the 1700s hidden in the dirt. But the 12 to 25 foot wide hulls are not long forgotten shipwrecks.
It was actually a fairly common practice going back centuries to take derelict ships and chop them up and actually use large fragments of the hull as part of the framework to fill in ground and make new land that didn't exist before.
This map, drawn by a young George Washington, shows Alexandria's natural shoreline with its shallow mud flats in 1748. By the early 1800s, Alexandrians added 10 new city blocks to the waterfront that continue to exist today.
To be a premier port city, they needed to get more land closer to that deeper channel of the Potomac River. It was much easier to get the cargo off of the ships if you can bring the land to the ship as opposed to smaller ships to the land.
Today, the trio of unearthed ships, likely cargo vessels, sit just south of what had been Point Lumley. Now exposed, their once waterlogged timbers must be kept moist at all times to prevent warping and degradation. Archaeologists are now removing the hulls piece by piece and storing them in tanks of water, just as they did with another Revolutionary War-era ship found a block away in 2015. That ship is now at Texas A&M, undergoing a years-long conservation process to prepare the fragile beams for study and display. Where the new ships end up has yet to be determined. But for Breen, the painstaking measures to preserve them are well worth the effort.
I think there's something in our culture about the seafaring days of discovery that captures people's attention when they see such large fragments of vessels in the ground.
City officials hope all the ships could one day be put on exhibit for modern-day Alexandrians to enjoy. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Julia Griffin in Alexandria, Virginia.
History everywhere we look. And on the NewsHour online right now, a NewsHour reporter spends a week consuming news only from Radio Sputnik. That's a Russian government-funded outlet, widely seen by experts as a vehicle to disseminate disinformation for the Kremlin. That and more is on our website, pbs.org/newshour.